about progressive bluegrass, or there were in the 1970s, as to which direction the music was taking. I found John's music to be very progressive, but it still captured the elements of sort of old-time music as much as bluegrass, and I just love some of the things he did. We're going to hear the song With a Vamp in the Middle. Even the title appeals to me, With a Vamp in the Middle. I wish I'd written a song with that. And then the classic steam-powered aeroplane, which is a sight to behold if you've got a good imagination. And great words in that. I loved his approach and everything. I hope you enjoy it with me. Here we go with A Vamp in the Middle.
Make my bed with a crease in the middle. Make my home in the Hollywoodish hills. Well, I'm making my living with a hillbilly fiddle, playing little runs and funny little pills. Well, I got me a gal from a playing on my fiddle, and the harder that I fiddle, oh, the harder that she comes along. But we gotta get happy when we wiggle in the middle. That's when I know when I'm gonna come home. Play fiddle, play. Way far away in the yard. Well, I wrote this song with a vamp in the middle. And I knew when I wrote it that I'd written it for the fiddle. Play fiddle, play. Vamp in the middle. And I knew when I wrote it that I'd written it for the fiddle. Play fiddle, play. And I damn near didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered aeroplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain. I'd rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aeroplane. Oh, in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if the sunshine repeats rain, hey, hey. I'd rather be sitting in an apple chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned authentic steamer.
Music just really took me by surprise when I first heard them playing it, and I really loved their loose but tight approach. So everyone knew what the others were doing, and the music surged beautifully, and all fine musicians. And to me, that was some of the nicest progressive bluegrass that I ever heard. I am a bit of a fan of John Hartford. He's done some really weird things that I'm not a fan of, but I really like his music. But you listen to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I like playing a few different things for you every now and then. Let's hear some banjo picking from John Hickman, a very fine banjo picker. He came out to New Zealand with Byron Berline and Dan Creary, that must have been in the 1980s or even 1970s. And this album's just got John Hickman playing banjo, Byron Berline on fiddle and mandolin, Dan Creary on guitar, George Hickman on bass. He's doing a classic banjo tune, the Dixie Breakdown. First heard this from Doug Dillard, but it's a Don Reno tune, and John Hickman does an amazing job. Here it comes.
Thank you.
Oh, that is such amazingly fluid playing. John Hickman has just got licks in there that seem so easy. That is not the way I play it, I tell you. Oh, that was so good. Elders to the Back Porch Bluegrass. This show comes to you from Free FM 89 Independent, 89.0 Independent Community Media. We're shared around with various access radio stations in New Zealand. So hi, if you're listening from Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, baby, right down the bottom of the South Island. Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio at the bottom of the North Island, and Radio Hawke's Bay all take Back Porch Bluegrass at some time of the day or night. Also shared out to radio stations in Canada. We have an agreement where Canada takes some of our programs and New Zealand takes some of the Canadian programs, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia, and in the USA, Bluegrass Planet Radio and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show all take Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night. Thank you very much for listening, leaving the radio on if the Bluegrass show comes on. And lots of you listen on podcasts from Free FM direct from the station. They have a big back catalogue and you can just access any of the shows and listen. iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, wherever you get your podcasts, you can get Back Porch Bluegrass, except Spotify, they don't take it, for various copyright complications, evidently. I'm not quite sure what all that means, but we're no longer on Spotify. So, thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's get on with the music and hear from the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. They're sort of an underrated bluegrass band that were right there in the very early days, 1949, 1950. This is a compilation album called Windy Mountain for the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, and this is from 1954. Melvin Goins was vocal on guitar, Ray Goins was vocal and banjo, James Carson on mandolin, Ezra Klein on bass, and Curly Ray Klein was vocal and fiddle. Curly went on to play a lot with Ralph Stanley, so did Melvin for that reason. I picked a song called No Curb Service. That was one of their popular songs, and I had to look up what it was about, and basically sort of saying that no longer will you get the attention that you used to get because there's no curb service anymore. Seems a neat way to write a song. Anyway, it's worth looking up. Here's Lonesome Pine Fiddlers.
I was working at this nice spot about a mile from town, cooking fancy dishes till you tore my place down. You blinked your lights and winked at me and said so wasn't smart. You left me with the bill to pay and rolled off with my heart. But there's no curb service anymore. No curb service anymore. Don't blink your lights, don't blow your horn. I hate the day that you were born. There's no curb service anymore. There's nothing but a touch and go affair. You don't take time to fall in love. You don't take time to care. You drive up through somebody's heart and start to honk away. And then you leave them with the bill the broken heart must pay. But there's no curb service anymore. No curb service anymore. Don't blink your lights, don't blow your horn. I hate the day that you were born. There's no curb service anymore. Come a runnin' every time you blow your horn. You ain't been so foolish since the day that you were born. Stop the horn from blowing and flashing those blue eyes. Maybe you don't know it, but it's time you realize. But there's no curb service anymore. No curb service anymore. Don't blink your lights, don't blow your horn. I hate the day that you were born. There's no curb service anymore.
Oh, they did a great job of that song. Very young sounding. If you followed the career of the Goins brothers, which I did a little bit, their voices matured, of course. Ray was playing a RB100, Gibson RB100 banjo in his early days. I'm not sure if he was on that song. Sounded like it. I have one exactly like it at home. Mine's a 1960s model. It's my first really good banjo. And after I sold it when I got my Baldwin banjo, and then 50 years later I bought it back again for old Gibson, and I leave that out at home. It's a real nice banjo to have. Time for a gospel song, and once again I've gone to the LPs, and I've got Dawn Lawson and Quicksilver on the album I Heard the Angels Singing, and here they are doing the classic The Little White Church. Dawn Lawson on vocals and mandolin, Russell Moore on vocals and guitar, Ray Deaton on vocals and bass, Jim Mills on vocals and banjo. And this is a classic song. I first heard Mac Wiseman do it on a 10-inch LP way back in the day, and but of course Dawn Lawson does a great job. Little White Church in the Valley. Just loved them. That was the band that I saw in 1990 when I visited, and they had that band, and I was sitting in the front row every time they played. Tell you, I loved their music. Let's hear from Michelle Nixon and Drive again. This time she's got her mandolin player Vernon Hughes doing the lead vocal in the song. It's called It's In My Mind to Wander.
Cabin in the pines, where the mountain laurels blooming and the honeysuckle vine. Doubts in my mind to wander back sometime. There's a rustic little cabin in the mountains far away. That's where I'd like to wander back someday. Where the hearts that I have broken, I hope in time will mend. Doubts in my mind to wander back again.
Classic song. It's a worth learning, that one. I'd not really listened closely to it before, and I really like the words. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another show. I hope you've enjoyed going through the genre with me. We've had all sorts of things today, haven't we? All sorts of different music, and I think it's all bluegrass music. Join me again next week from your podcast or from your radio show, and we'll investigate the heap of CDs and LPs that I've got at home. In the meantime, we'll take it out with the Johnson Mountain Boys and Eddie Stubbs playing the Black Mountain Blues. Join me again next week.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. Male birds give it their all to get a female's attention during the breeding season. Some males sing, and some build intricate nests. But then, there's the magnificent frigate bird. Magnificent frigate birds are huge, gangly seabirds found around the warm waters of the southern U.S. and all the way down to Brazil. They often nest in large colonies, building nests out of sticks in the trees and shrubs. When it comes time to mate, the jet black males perch in groups of up to 30 at a time. Displaying side by side, each male inflates the skin of his bright red throat pouch, which swells into an immense elongated heart shape below his long, slender beak. Then the male rattles his bill, drumming it briskly against the huge red balloon of his pouch. The result is a crazy, jazzy mix of drums and clicks. As they drum, the males also wave their heads, quiver their wings, and screech a bit. And then they really step it up when a female glides overhead. When a suitably impressed female lands beside a male, the two will shake their heads in rhythm, clack their bills together, and intertwine their necks. A perfect ending. But just the start of raising a family. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
My name's Eric Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
You're tuned into